Yar, we be Meteor Sandwich, and you be listening to Pod Bros Exclusive.
Yes.
Today on Meteor Sandwich, we talk about airport security, and more airport security, and venue security, and packing your gear.
And just being careful of what you say.
Yes.
And more security. And even more security.
And bringing knives with you into this stuff.
Blades.
Sharp things.
And the difference between shooting and videotaping.
Welcome to Meteor Sandwich, the warrior episode, because we got sharp things everywhere. We have the mighty Mark Monster.
Mark Monster here, crazymark.com.
We've got the wise and the always sought after William.
Hello.
From allaboutwilliam.com.
Always about me. Come on now.
Rise one you are.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I'm Scott Myali, better known as Toden K from youtube.com/ Toden K.
The terrible Toden K.
youtube.com/ Toden K. And also Toden.com. Now, we have many things on the table, which I wouldn't bring on a plane. The reason we have this, and if you're listening to the audio podcast, this is video as well. If you move over to MediaAlertSandwich.com or if you, you know, whatever site you're on, hopefully there's a link over to the YouTube channel. You can see on our table, we have lots of pointies and sharpies. Why is that?
Well, today, Toden, we're going to talk about getting through security, you know, with camera gear and other assorted goodies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, now, Mark, now you've been through airport security. Yeah. I mean, we've all been through airport security with gear. I can't say I've been through with a lot of gear. Usually when I'm traveling, I try to travel light. I usually go with a smaller camera. I don't normally bring a bigger camera. If I did, I actually pack it up as good as I can and mail it to my hotel. But I luckily have never had to travel or send that much gear.
You said you mail your own gear to the hotel?
Yes, in some cases, actually cheaper.
Oh, dude, man, I give you props for that because you've got so much more bravery than I, because I would not trust the cameras leaving my sight.
I actually think it's more secure.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've probably heard plenty of stories of things getting lost at the airport.
Not just lost, but we're going to go back to mailing. Like, you get the box and all of a sudden you hear crash, 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 crash inside, like, uh-oh, what happened?
Well, that's why you pack your stuff very good. If you have Pelican boxes and stuff, and you cut out, make sure everything fits perfectly in the foam. If you could even grab your own packing foam. What I do is I save stuff, and I actually cut out in the shape of my camera gear. It's not going anywhere.
You are so trusting there because Murphy's Law has always dictated in my realm, never let the camera out of your sight.
When you're at the airport, that's true. I know the production companies I've worked with, a lot of them trust mailing it. Usually FedEx, UPS, whatever, first class mail, everything has to be signed for, and hotels will take your stuff if you call ahead and like, hey, look,
yeah,
I'm mailing
coming
myself.
And yeah, if you just let them know it's coming, they'll usually be taking really good care of it.
So, William, have you ever mailed your gear out? Have you ever found that to be useful with the Postal Service?
Well, no, but I've actually not been through airport security. That's the one security I have not been through.
Oh, right,
I've been through
right.
venue security.
Oh,
for
yes.
various reasons.
That's a whole other thing. Well, let's continue with the airport real quick. Tell us about your airport
security. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Airports have always been cool with things, okay? You take your gear, you know, you go through the x-ray machine, they pat you down, they ask you if you got any metal parts or limbs, you know. The one thing everybody's got to remember, if you think you're a jokester and you're going to go through TSA and say, yeah, I got a bomb, or I got a gun, or they're going to take that so seriously that they're going to confiscate your stuff. You got to be careful.
Follow the rules.
Yeah, follow the rules. But I'll tell you what, I travel light. I use lighter gear. I'm able to pack it into a case or a regular suitcase, tripods, cameras, lighting, you name it. And I'm able to get through. And it's not because, you know.
You don't put it underneath the plane. You take it with you.
Yes, I take it with me. It goes under the seat or overhead because, once again, I carry small yet advanced gear, kind of like this GoPro here that I forgot to now, actually, the battery didn't take, so I'm going to have to look into my Hero 2 here.
Right, I bring a smaller camera, you know, bring your DSLR or something like that. But if you are bringing a larger camera, you can do that, too. There's a lot of good information out there. You could actually call airlines.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good information. Keep in mind, rules change all the time, so don't always take our word for stuff. We're just talking from our experience.
But here's the tip, though. If you're passing your gear through the X-ray machine, don't pack everything deep. Get a wider case so it's shallow, you know, a shallow case. So when it goes through and they say, oh, yeah, that looks like a camera, that looks like a box, whatever, it's easy to pop open and say, hey, take a look. It only takes them 1 second to say, yeah, give you the nod, and you're on your way.
I'll actually slightly disagree with you on that one because, honestly, if I have to unpack stuff or anything, I don't care how long it takes. I get to the airport early. I know there's a long line behind me, but I wear boots every day, so it takes me a second to put my boots back on my feet. And I do that. I don't put my boots underneath the plane because they weigh too much.
It's like, shoes off, young man.
Right. I wear the heaviest stuff I'm wearing. I wear the heaviest stuff. That way it doesn't count against my weight because when you're bringing gear, you're going to be pushing that weight limit. That's not a fat joke. We're talking about the weight in your luggage.
Well, a lot of people aren't seeing Toad right here, but, you know, he wears these super thick commando boots that weigh like 30 pounds a piece. So,
and Janko jeans.
So, yeah, you know, in the airports, they're like, take your shoes off, young man. I mean, when I go through the airport, I have my shoes off. They're strung around my luggage, and I go through in flip-flops. And after I'm done, boom, I put the shoes on, flip-flops around my case.
Right. I also put my tripod and stuff in my carry-on. So I might switch to a cheaper tripod. But again, a lot of tripods weigh. Like, if you're bringing a heavier tripod, try to bring one that you could bring onto the plane. Or, again, if you're willing to pay the extra money, you're willing to pay the extra money. Tripods, you're probably okay with putting underneath the plane, but at the same time, we all know guitars and stuff like that, people don't trust putting that underneath planes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you have any experiences there with airports, William?
No, not recently.
Oh, one day you will.
Oh, I know. I know.
I never... How about a train? I've traveled by train, but I never brought gear with me by train.
You know, I never have either.
When I went, I didn't leave out of Detroit. I actually left out of Dearborn. There was, like, no security checkpoints. However, leaving out of Chicago, there was definitely security. I don't really remember. I didn't bring any gear with me. All I had was, like, a change of clothes and stuff, so.
Dude, man, now that I think about it, I did do Amtrak, and it's just, it's a glorified bus, you know, as long as you're not looking like, I'm a mad bomber or something like that, you know, and everything's in plain sight, you're good to go.
I haven't been on the bus since I was in high school, and that was, you know, a nice trip from Detroit to Daytona and back.
Oh, that's another one. Buses, you can get away with anything, taking anything on a bus.
You will get sick, though. You will be sick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we talked about gear on the plane. Now, William, you brought up going through event security and also...
Like different venues. Like one of them was football stadium, University of Michigan. I had to go through some security.
Okay. Why don't you tell us like the hardest part of the worst time you went?
I remember one day I was running a little late than I like to. I would have still been early, but the security guy decided, he was also into camera gear and electronics and stuff. So he decided to go, you know what, we got to pull you aside. We got to do you more secure. And all he did was ask me about my camera gear. I wound up being late because, you know, he asked me about my camera gear, which taught me two lessons. Don't be late.
Yes. Yeah. There are a lot of venues that will stop and go through. I mean, now if you're just, you know, I know a lot of people like to take pictures when they're just an attendee of a concert. I've been to concerts where that's not an issue. I've also been to concerts where we'll say no photography, and they'll kick you completely out of the venue for just trying to take a picture with your phone. You know, usually those things are posted. You know, sometimes you can walk right through security going to a concert, and other times you feel a little bit violated after going through security.
A lot of times it depends upon management with the band, because I've videotaped all sorts of bands. I mean, I've hung with Megadeth. I've partied with Pantera, Dimebag Darrell and his brother. You know, it's based upon a lot around the band and management. There's some bands where their managers are so use suggestive expletives for the managers, and the band wants promotion so bad, but their manager will come out and say, "You can only tape one song." You know?
I've never done concert videography. But I've heard that's a pretty general contract. For two reasons, and I don't know if you know any better, William, or even Mark, please correct me if I'm wrong. Or in the comments, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Participate, please.
But from what I understand is, most of the time bands don't even know that's going on, and management will do that. For one, they want you to get pictures of the band before they're super sweaty. And two, it's just, okay, you guys are done now, get on my sight. Less people running around backstage, less people trying to do different things.
Dude, man, bands, metal bands, rock bands. See, that's how I dealt with rock. Being sweaty and being animals was what it was all about, you know?
So with security, a lot of different venues have different rules. I think the toughest security I went through to actually shoot something, as in with video, that's another thing. When you're going through certain security, you don't say, "I'm here to shoot things." You say, "I'm a videographer." Especially when you're going to record... let's say the governor of Michigan.
Oh, yes. If
you're to shoot things.
Or if you're going to watch the inauguration. Well,
they will run security checks. I mean, I've had several security. When I used to work for a university, you know, we would have political representatives, and they will, when the governor's speaking, yes, they will run security back checks on you.
Oh, yes.
One thing I did was, it was at, I believe, a Federal Reserve. I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but it's actually a place. They don't make money there. They burn money there.
What?
From what I understand. It's one of those federal, you know. And there's a lot of security to get through. Yes. They actually would search our vehicle with all our video equipment, everything in it, and search us. And it was definitely... Don't be late because you might not be set up in time because you're stuck in security.
They do that to their employees and everything as well.
They search. We had to pull out all our big cases and everything. Not all of it. I mean, but some of it we had to pull out. We just have to confirm it's camera gear. But we were stuck there for a little bit.
So, Toad, man, you have actual footage of money being burned?
No. This is just the location.
Okay.
This is just the location. We're there because an event was going on, and we were contracted to record it. Nothing like that. That's just the location. Because they do things like that at this location, that's why the security is so high.
Oh, yes.
Now, that'd be some crazy stuff, man.
And that's also why you want to watch what you say if you're a jokester. Because you could pass all that security and then say something, and they'll be like, nope, you're not coming in.
It has been done.
Yes.
No matter what you think, it has been done. People have shown up to inauguration, said, "Hey, what are you gentlemen doing here?" "Oh, we're with the press, and we're here to shoot the president."
Yep.
Oh, why? Not a good phrase.
Photograph.
No. And it's something that we say all the time and we never think about, but security has to think about stuff like that.
Absolutely. They're not thinking in terms of video.
No.
You know, I've actually caught myself saying that too, and people look at me strange. "Oh, I'm going to go shoot your event." They go, "What? Oh, videotape."
I said, "Shoot it, not shoot it up."
Yes.
Which, kids, if you're listening, don't ever say that either. We use video. I'm sure most people that are listening and watching know that we use terms like shoot when we say record. I mean, that itself is a hard term because people also say film. I don't really film things because I'm not using film.
No.
It's just, so now it's record. Yes, Mark. He's playing with a beautiful
spider knife.
Again, the video is a completely different show than the audio.
No, here. The thing is I'm holding this, and this is reminding me too about security. When you go,
what is this?
Like, if you're shooting, videotaping or photographing events out of town, of course you're going to run into an event with some really cool things like this blade here, like what Toden's purchased. What is this?
He's holding up what looks like a baby batlet. It can be held in one hand.
And you know, you go to these events, you say, I gotta have it. And then, you know, you mistakenly pack it in your suitcase to bring it back home. What's your experience with this, Toden?
I don't know if I've ever had experience with that when I'm flying back home, because because that's something I do think about in advance. I do know there was a story a few months ago about a wedding where they gave the presents, you know, a little wedding gifts. It was in the form of, I don't know if it was in form of like a big fake TNT bomb, like what you would see in the old cartoons, a big black round bomb that don't actually exist.
No.
And it was, you know, it was a gift and there was stuff inside of it or something like that. And people were stopped on the plane. It was a candle. That's it. It was a candle.
All right.
And yeah, they weren't allowed to keep that because it was in the shape of a cartoon bomb. So I do think of stuff like that. And I know some events, one event in particular, actually two events. Well, my nephew that comes and helps me out. And he helps me out a lot, actually. And
by the way, shout out.
Collects weapons. Oh, go ahead.
Just a shout out to your nephew. What up?
Oh, yeah. Go check out some of our movie reviews or movie stuff on the YouTube channel. You'll see him. But he collects this stuff. He collects a lot of stuff similar to what's on the table here. And so he will pick up he did this at two events that I could think of, one being YumaCon. And he would pick it up, you know, he would buy it. And now he has to walk around all day carrying this and my gear, some of my gear. I'm like, dude, now how are you supposed to, if I just hand you my camera and tell you to go get this, how are you going to do that while you're holding this thing? Keep in mind, we can't park at the event. We actually parked across town and took other means of transportation there. Yes. You know, and even at the other event, yeah, he could go bring it to the car, but it's going to take him a half hour. You know.
Oh, here's a security story for you. Long ago, I was covering some events over at the City Club downtown. And, you know, ahead of time, they knew I was there with the camera. This is Crazy Mark. He's got his camera. This is cool. You're allowed in. You know, you can shoot video. Just don't shoot it in the bathroom. You know, somebody don't want to be shot. You know, don't shoot. But, yeah, I was allowed in club with
the camera. For those that aren't aware what the City Club is, do you mind doing, like, a brief one or two sentence?
Goth underground,
not club. Just a goth industrial club, but industrial goth club that has a strong reputation for being dirty in multiple ways.
Okay,
they've cleaned their act up a lot. Probably why there's no one there anymore.
They gave me permission, but that's cool. But here's the security problem. I was walking on in. I had my cameras and everything, but there's one thing the club did not want me to bring in. And that was this necklace that I'm wearing right now. They thought I was going to ninja somebody with it. My Eye of Ra necklace.
See, that's something I never understood.
They made me go back, take it off, and return to the club without this on. Go figure.
I've been to places where they wouldn't allow me to bring wallet chains. The Federal Reserve place, I was able to bring my multi-tool. Of course, they looked at my multi-tool, and they said, this has a knife on it. Yes. Yes, it does. It's my multi-tool. Are you going to need it? Yes. Probably. Something's probably going to break, and I'm going to have to fix it. And that is my toolkit, or at least my readily available toolkit. Like, okay, you can bring this in. And they allowed one of my coworkers to bring his knife, but another one, they wouldn't allow him to bring it because it wasn't like a utility knife. He had to go leave it somewhere. You know, so things like that, if they know that, yes, you are there to do a job, they'll let you through things. And what I don't understand is you could get through with monopods and tripods, even with spikes on the bottom, which makes a monopod essentially a spear because it has a spike on the bottom. It's pretty much a collapsible spear. But you can't always bring a necklace like your Eye of Ra, or there's a bracelet on the table somewhere with a bunch of spikes on it.
It's right in front of you, William. Right over the bottle and back over
there. Anyway, it's there somewhere.
It's somewhere on here.
It's there. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. It's a bracelet with a bunch of spikes on it. Sometimes you get away with stuff like that. Sometimes you can't. In airports or other sensitive areas, you never know. However, does this really become a problem? We're talking about jewelry, and we're also talking about represent being professional. I mean, we've had issues going through concerts, but we weren't pressed. At least I wasn't pressed going through there. I know you were actually working with the band. I don't know if you're actually pressed or not.
And that thing's dangerous, man.
Being pressed?
No. That bad. What is it? That thing you got? That's okay.
It's basically a big bathlet, but it's not a bathlet. It has axes on the side of it. So if you're curious to see that, again, check out the video.
You're wow. We're lucky that wasn't truly sharp. But no, I was talking about concerts and security, and primarily dependent upon the size of the event and the management behind it, or whoever's creating the event, it can determine whether or not it's going to be easy or tough to get through security. Once in a while, you will get to know whoever's working at security. They get to know you. As a matter of fact, from what I understand, there's a certain form that you could fill out at the airport with TSA that will allow you express, departure and entry at any airport. Because what they do, you fill out this form, they run a security check on you, you're given a badge. So, they do background checks and everything. But that's something I just found out recently when I was in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they just started that. I don't know. It's still pretty new. It's still pretty new. I know someone that just announced, like, hey, look, I got approved for this thing. Hey, maybe I'm no longer considered a threat. I probably never was considered a threat. But
And a props out to Tulsa Airport for being probably the most friendly airport I've ever encountered. So props out to you all. So after listening to everybody here, back and forth, how would you pack to get through TSA?
Actually, I would pack the same way I tell everybody else to pack. Make it so that if they have any questions, you can easily get into whatever it is.
What kind of gear are you traveling with? You're traveling with your DSLR, right?
Yeah.
And what else?
Probably my computer.
Okay, and what else?
Of course,
and rules on this stuff change all the time.
Yeah.
I remember when you had to keep your computer out of the bag and everything into a separate slot. Same thing with your tablet.
They still make you do that.
Not with your tablets anymore. And same thing with cameras. You used to have to take those out too. You don't have to take those out anymore.
No. It depends which airport you go to, because I have experienced that they'll either want both laptop and tablet out, or just the laptop.
The key thing is just pay attention and listen to the rules. I had security guards yell at me because I took off my watch. You don't have to take off your watch. You don't have to take off your belt. Well, other places I do have to take off my belt.
Yeah.
Listen to them. Different airports may do different things. Rules change all the time.
Yeah, several years ago, I had to do something in which I put my cell phone in my bag because I wasn't allowed to have it on. And shut it off and ran it through the x-ray, and it showed it as a circuit board with two wires coming out and going into something, because it was an old cell phone. It was a Nokia from the 2006 or something. And so they asked me about it, and then they asked me to pull the phone out so they could make sure it was a phone, because it did look suspicious on the x-ray. I'm going to admit, I looked at the x-ray as it went through, and I was like, I'm going to get asked about that. So just make it so that anything that might have any questions, you can pull out easily and show that it's not questionable.
Exactly.
You clever person, you there.
Okay.
William.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up now. So, in short, you're going to have to deal with security if you're doing press stuff or just leaving your house. Eventually, you're going to have to deal with some sort of security. Just be cool. Follow the rules. If you have any questions, ask. Feel free to tell people, no, I need that multi-tool. because I'm using it for stuff. Because what? Because I think I'm bringing my photography or videography equipment, and something might happen. These aren't knives. They're scissors. I need them. Use them for stuff. And I have two gigantic knives in my hands. If you want to see how they look like awesome scissors, they also look like bunny ears too. So if you want to see that, go ahead, check the video at youtube.com/ToadinK, or just go to MediaAlertSandwich.com, or you can also find it at Pod Bros.
Toad and Scissor Hands.
I'm Toadin from the websites I just mentioned, including Toadin.com.
And I am Mark Monster, CrazyMark.com.
And I am William McCormick from AllAboutWilliam.com.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I hope you enjoyed our discussion. And also, keep an eye open on our Twitters and Facebooks, because we all have a lot of events coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.